Yo, what was the last thing you did on Sunday? Last Sunday, what was the last thing you did?
The last thing I
before
said?
Before unconsciousness.
Before unconsciousness? I hosted this show.
No. But you had to travel from the station to here.
That's right.
So what did you do before unconsciousness? Like, did you masturbate? Did you just take off your clothes and pass out? How does it work?
I masturbated with above my underwear, under my jeans.
Above your underwear, under your jeans. Yeah. But meaning the jeans were still tucked in?
Yes, and I still had the zipper up.
Guys, my host as well as myself is Joe Sonnenblick.
You're not Joe. I'm Ruben Sindo Acosta.
No. I'm Ruben Sindo Acosta.
No, you said you're my host as well as myself is Joe Sonnenblick.
That means you are Joe Sonnenblick.
I think that's grammatically incorrect.
No. Break it down then. My host, aside from myself.
You didn't say aside from.
Yes, I did.
I didn't hear aside from.
Listen, the show gets taped. We'll listen to it on, what is it, Tuesday and Thursday?
Well, no, I upload it to Audio Boom now, Ruben. I upload it to Audio Boom.
I swear to God,
Boom.
Someone else is going to listen to this, not right now.
And they don't know what's going on.
But what it is apples and oranges. I'm featuring myself, Ruben Sindo Acosta.
And I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
And holy fuck, I got an update on my phone a couple of hours ago. I text you about it. I can't believe this. What does this do to the fantasy spectrum? What does this do to the NFC North? Mm. What does this do to the fucking Super Bowl? Jordy Nelson tears his fucking ACL during a goddamn preseason game.
Well, the Packers are waiting for the results, but it all accounts point to
looks ugly.
Torn ACL.
Ugly. Looks like ugly is what it looks like.
I didn't see it. Did you see it?
No, I saw the fucking thing on my phone, and you wouldn't tell me something on my phone if it wasn't true.
That's true, I know.
Everything on my phone is true.
Everything.
All the dick pics.
Yep.
All the ass pics.
All from me.
Mainly all the cute dogs.
Well, again, from me.
Yeah.
Cute dog
basically,
dick pics.
I don't really have a phone plan. I just text Joe.
Yeah, I have a government phone that has nothing but dick pics on it. Not
and
even
cheese.
My dick. Yeah.
It's made out of cheese.
It's made out of cheese. A government cheese phone with dicks.
Made in Mexico.
That I paint on the cheese.
Right. With a Trump sticker on it.
Yeah. Vote for Cruz.
Trump. Tom.
Tom Cruz Trump.
Is it Cruz Trump? Is that the crusade?
The crusade. That's what I do. When I'm not doing the show, I canvass for Ted Cruz.
So here's the real thing, and if anybody has something to say about it, it's 718-395-3731.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is up with Jordy Nelson's injury?
This is really bad.
I mean, this is really changing the face. I get it. I really feel Rodgers is one of these quarterbacks, and you agree with me.
I do.
One, he's the best in the league, period.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Good. Meaning he can take Quarles and Adams.
Corliss. Andrew Corliss.
And Jimmy McDominay and Homie McNobody. He can make these guys receivers because he knows how to fucking throw a football.
I believe.
But you're losing a serious asset in Jordy Nelson.
I feel like I had Jordy Nelson's other teammates here on the papers that I usually print out, but I don't have Jordy Nelson's other teammates because it's Randall Cobb, basically, and Devontae.
But he's got some serious guys, no?
Well, Devontae Adams is serious, I think, and Randall Cobb's very, very good.
Randall Cobb is very, very serious.
I think Corliss is a good tight end. I don't think he's a bad tight end.
I think Corliss
he's
is serviceable.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
Yes. I didn't think of that, though. But
you didn't think of the term serviceable?
No, I didn't make that word up. Anyway, what was said was it's difficult to lose a guy like this in a meaningless game. And I don't think Mike McCarthy understands that that meaningless game becomes so meaningful right now. It's unbelievable. You have lost arguably top 10 receiver in the league.
Absolutely.
Would you say top 5?
Top 10 because of the huge assistance from the quarterback,
yes.
The man who's throwing the ball.
Yes.
But no doubt the man has immense talent. Immense talent. Even more so, I would say, is a system receiver the way that Wes Welker is.
Yeah, sure.
He benefits greatly from that system.
And I've said this to you for many, 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 many years. Jordy Nelson was heads and tails above Wes Welker. I don't know why you drafted him last year. Didn't understand that.
You know what I did do last year,
yeah,
Joe?
Yeah, you won the
and
fucking
I'm gonna say
league.
This.
He won the league, everybody.
I'm
going
to say this. Until the championship this year, I won. So every move I did, you know what it was? It was the right move.
I don't know about every move.
Every move.
There were a couple of moves I remember looking at my phone going, this guy's a crazy guy.
Right. Yeah, you're a crazy guy, but only one of us won the championship.
That's true. I did have the best regular season. I have the best regular season record, though.
Listen, I'll tell you something about 17-1 right quick.
I won the Snickers do-it-yourself trophy. Whatever trophy they give out. The Snickers.
Take the whole thing, Joe. It's Snickers all yours,
do
baby.
It yourself trophy.
It's all yours.
No, yeah, that was, to me, that's a very, very big blow. You know, Kelvin Benjamin, too. Did you remember?
That's
horrible.
You know, here's the weird thing about that is in that same, I don't know if it's the same game or at least in the same week of practice.
Yeah.
Luis Delmas, strong safety for the Miami Dolphins, came from the Lions.
Okay. I thought it was the Panthers.
Yeah, no, he texted me going, oh my God, terrible news for you.
It was.
And
I
went, you don't even know who the fuck Luis Delmas
know
is. You don't know who he is.
I do.
You know he plays for us because our phone told you. Your phone.
We both have the same phone.
We're a phone. We're actually both a phone.
We're both phones with
this
hair.
This is being performed from inside a phone, brought to you by Sprint. Thank you for listening.
And
if this
cheese.
Service is shitty, it's
and
because of cheese. Government cheese, Donald Trump, and Sprint.
This show has been brought to you by Bodega Coffee and Government Cheese.
And the Cement Dildo Factory.
Yes.
Don't forget, there's nothing as hard as rock hard.
That's true. That's pretty good.
We're making money.
Yeah.
Right now. Right. Finally.
I just got 10 cents put into my Chase account from all those sponsors.
You have a Chase account, huh?
Yeah.
It's not overdrawn?
No, it was last week. Last week it was. But anyway, I do believe that this is one of the worst ones. I'm Kelvin Benjamin.
This is
terrible.
Here's the weird thing about Benjamin is this. Is finally Cam Newton had exactly what he needed in that office. You've got no.
Yeah,
listen to me because you've got Greg Olson.
Yeah, he's great.
And then you've got LaFell, Brandon LaFell.
Yeah,
fuck you.
He's good.
Fuck you.
He's
trying
good.
To catch me.
He's
Brandon
good.
LaFell's in there.
I forgot he was there.
But then you've got Benjamin.
Oh,
so listen,
gigantic.
You got to have the 1-2-3 and then a running back. Who the fuck do they have in the backfield? That for a little while they had the illusion of a three-headed monster.
D'Angelo Williams.
Jonathan
Stewart.
Jonathan Stewart and
Mike Tolbert?
Tolbert sounds right. I'm going to agree with you and say that Tolbert was the guy.
Okay.
If anybody has any information on this, 718-395-3731, we're sweating bullets.
Well, I'm comfortable now.
It's because you're near the fan.
I don't
know if you guys know. I'm near all the equipment. Joe's just sitting in a comfy little chair. I got to run for example, right now I can turn myself down. And I can come right back. Joe, if you speak.
This is the mushroom.
It's gone. It's just gone. I decide that shit.
This is the mushroom psychotropic episode of apples and oranges.
Just so everyone knows who's in fucking charge.
You know, we do have a window behind us that we can open, apparently.
No.
Yeah, look at that window.
There's just weird children.
No, it's
behind that window.
Tom told us last week. Tom told me last week I could open that window.
Yeah, but he told you that when you were here by yourself so you would feel special. Here's the thing, Joe. You're not special.
They all told me I was special.
they told you that just so the show would exist.
My priest, when he took my pants off that one time, told me I'm special in God's eyes.
Listen, I bet you in that specific instance, maybe you were. Let's be real. Maybe you were.
Speaking of special, this show's brought to you by Subway. Jared Fogle, especially.
Model American.
I love him. I'm a big fan. I'm going to write him in prison.
Listen, there's one Jared that I respect, and his name is Jared Wilson Adams.
Oh, the mayor.
The mayor of Bushwick, the
J-Man.
The fucking minister of General Mayhem, the ministry of General Mayhem, one of the greatest writers of our times.
Yes.
If you enjoy the writings of Hunter S. Thompson and you like debate on hip-hop and all these things, check out alcohol. Hang out with Jared Adams.
Yeah.
He's the mayor of Bushwick.
Find him on Facebook.
The mayor of Bushwick.
Jared Adams.
Is on Instagram.
Okay, so back to what the show's about, sort of.
What the fuck is this show about,
I'm not sure.
You tell me now.
Let's talk about our fantasy. Not...
Well, my fantasy starts... So I'm wearing a suit,
Our
right?
fantasy football teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We changed our league this year, and Ruben has the worst name possibly in the history of fantasy football.
You know what? Call anybody listening, please call and defend my name. 718-395-3731. For the love of God, my team name is God Listens to Slayer. And if you dislike
what does that have to do with football?
What does Mark Sanchez have to do with football?
I told you, did you see the game, the Eagles-Ravens game?
Yeah, I saw him throw a fucking interception game.
No, Sam Bradford got clipped in the knee by a dirty play by Terrell Suggs and came up all limpy-dimpy. I'm telling you, Mark Sanchez can be that quarterback by week two.
All right, so in a like points, just points level, how the fuck does the Mark Sanchez experience beat God Listens to Slayer?
Well, I think a fantasy football team name has to have something to do with football.
No.
No?
No. It's intimidation and all right. It's a statement.
Next year I'm going to be Cockfarts.
That'd be great.
No, it
That's
wouldn't.
A better name than Mark Sanchez's experience.
I don't think. Well, it's the name
Tenfold.
I've had.
Cockfarts.
No. That's my middle name. No, it's the name I've had as our fantasy
your whole life
for 3 years.
It's your name now.
It's my name. I didn't change it on purpose.
Legally changed.
Yeah, the Mark Sanchez Experience Sonnenblick.
Hi, thanks for coming out. I'm the Mark Sanchez Experience Sonnenblick.
Yeah, that's what it's going
to
say at my
funeral. And I'm
here
to talk
funeral.
To you about Jonathan Richmond.
Okay, so back to football.
What's American football?
Yeah, American football.
Shit.
What do you – if you had the first pick.
Yes.
In your fantasy football league, in our fantasy football league,
uh-huh.
Who do you go with? Because you got to realize we –
You want me to tell you?
You set the trend.
Why would I tell you this?
I know you're going to not do what you tell, what you say on the air, or okay, maybe you
Adrian
are.
Peterson.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
What the fuck is this stupid drafting a quarterback in the first
because
round?
Because I want to have...
For the love of... are we by ourselves this week? 718-395-3731.
We have no material, people.
Yo,
call
a
us.
Fucking quarterback in the first round? Are we fucking English?
Yes.
What is this?
What did I do last year?
Something stupid.
Did
you
I?
Didn't win the championship.
Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, and Tom Brady,
no,
baby.
Answer me that. Riddle me that again.
I did not win the
what
championship.
What did I do last year?
You
didn't win the championship.
You won the championship, Ruben.
I won the championship.
Things are going to change this year. I'm going down with Johnny Manziel.
You are going to go down like a fucking Led Zeppelin.
Looked good. I know. Like I said.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
he looks great again. Oh, thank fucking God.
Day from Corona.
I hope so. Here we go. What's good?
What's good,
Rube? Shoot.
Since Joe won't listen to me about what I know about the NFC Central, name me a running back in the NFC Central that can do anything. Just name me one.
What is the NFC Central,
Adrian Peterson? You want to talk about Adrian Peterson?
That's the AFC. That's the NFC North.
The NFC North.
NFC North. Okay. Here is your sleeper pick that will score
Matt Forte.
You many points. Two of them. I'm going to give you two of them, okay?
Shoot.
I'm going to give you Ameer Abdullah, Detroit Lions. This guy is going to run for 1,500 yards. They can't stop this guy. And now that Matthew Stafford has a running game for the first time in his career, okay, he's now a dangerous quarterback. Case fucking closed. They're winning that division. And if you go to Vegas, you probably you get 100-1 that they're going to win the. I think they're going to win the NFC.
Whoa!
Thank you.
The Lions.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
That's a great call-in.
Thank you for calling us from the convalescent home. Much appreciated.
I also have to fucking extraordinarily disagree and say that Matt Forte
sleeper pick.
Matt Forte. Yeah. Matt fucking Forte.
But
AP is going to come back no matter what. You still got a rookie quarterback. You still got a guy that's going to rush at least 1,700 yards because he's fucking AP.
Yes, I agree.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm not shitting on your Lions pick.
I am.
As far as having a running game, and I agree that that's what Matthew Stafford needs.
Yes.
However, one, that defense isn't where it has to be.
No.
And two, those guys are not AP. They
no.
are not Matt Forte.
No. And... for those of you who don't know, that was my father, who doesn't understand fantasy football. He thinks of it as FanDuel, where we lose money every week. Ameer Abdullah is not going to be drafted, father. I don't know how many times I have to do this with you. Ameer Abdullah is not going to be drafted, so you can pick him up whenever you want. If he has a good game, someone will probably pick him up.
For a week?
For a week. That's how this works. We're not banking on our souls here. But I want to say that... I don't know what the NFC Central is. You must have been thinking of baseball there.
No, you know what? I know what it is because before this is – it's more of an old school thing and I don't blame you.
Ronnie.
And I don't blame you, Ronnie, because
I don't blame.
I don't, because back in the day it was North, South, Central. And now it's North, South, East, West. So the NFC West, for example, is, I don't know those teams. But the NFC East is the NFC least. So you've got, oh, you know what? The NFC South is the Panthers and all these guys. You know, it's been split up. You get it, yes. Joe.
I do get it. And also, I just want to tell you, knowing my father for all of my life, he thought he was talking about baseball. There's no doubt in my mind. So, I just want to tell you, if the Lions win 7 games this year, I'll pay you $100, Dad.
You're going to lose $100. Don't do that,
I don't
Joe.
Think the Lions are going to win 7 games.
Joe, they got Golden Tate. They got fucking Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
Pettigrew.
Mm.
Stafford still has an arm.
How many sacks that guy had last year?
No. Not enough for it to be an issue this year is what it is.
Okay. Well, we didn't shake hands on that, Dad, so consider that null and void already. Anyway, so to baseball. I know Ruben doesn't want to talk about baseball, but to baseball.
Take a little breather.
Yeah, the Yankees. CeCe Sabathia goes on the DL. Old big fat man CeCe gets his knee. He's got to get a knee scraped. Time for a knee scrape. The Blue Jays won today, Yankee fans. The Yankees lost today, Yankee fans. Fuck you, Yankee fans. You're in second place, Yankee fans. We have a 5-game lead over the Nationals, Yankee fans. You see what this is, Yankee fans? This is the implosion, baby. It's coming for you. The building is crashing, baby. And we just swept the fucking Rockies again. Got a caller.
What's good? Phone call.
Ruben.
What's good?
You heard him say that, right? Now it's null and void.
All right, I heard it.
It's null and void.
They're definitely winning over 7 games.
Listen, I'm with
you. That division is putrid. Putrid. Well, you got the Saints, who suck, okay?
Saints aren't in that division.
The Vikings, who need another year or two.
Yes.
And what's left? Green Bay does not have Jordy Nelson, and they don't have a running game.
Eddie Lacy.
Ronnie, I love you. Ronnie, I love you. I respect you. You're getting hung up on Eddie Lacy.
Come on.
Eddie fucking Lacy.
That might be my running back.
Eddie Lacy and James Starks. Yeah. Put James Starks on the Lions and they got a serious running back.
Yeah, third down back.
I'm sorry, Ronnie. Ronnie, I love you. I respect you. You're getting hung up on.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Come on.
And the Saints aren't in the NFC North there, buddy.
That's fine.
Sorry to let you know that.
That's fine.
That's okay. But I don't believe in Matthew Stafford just yet.
What the?
I don't believe in him. He needs, he's a guy, you know who he reminds me of? Dante Culpepper. In the
really?
That's a
compliment.
No, I like Dante Culpepper. Okay. He's a lobber, though. You see, Stafford can throw the ball 75 yards, but he's got to have the guy there to catch it. And Megatron is that guy.
Correct.
But one of the things Stafford can't do, the same way Culpepper couldn't do, he cannot read a defense. I don't think Matthew Stafford can
read. Time, but you're saying
this is year 5, Ruben.
For whom?
Stafford. This is year 5. I mean, it takes.
You know what though, and I really, it's a weird syndrome in my head because he's had Megatron.
Yeah.
You don't got to read defense when there's 5 guys. I'm still gonna throw it right there.
And he's always gonna catch it. Except last year he was injured and didn't have.
But he's still, even in that year, he had some great games.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
Who's your running back on the Dolphins? Lamar Miller still, right?
Lamar Miller still.
Okay. You believe in Lamar Miller?
I think he's a serviceable back. Jesus, is this your dad again? Here we go. What's good?
Let me ask you this. When did the guy ever have a fucking running game?
When did who?
Tell me what running back was the guy for them.
For whom? For the Lions?
Fucking Bell? Reggie Bush
tried
his fucking bullshit fucking career.
So okay, all right.
Now he has a running game.
Okay,
the
all
man
right.
has a running game.
All right, let's just.
You're getting hung up on
because we can't do this. I love you, Ronnie.
We can't.
I love you. I'm sorry. It's not a disrespect thing. We just got to keep.
I marginally dislike you right now.
No.
I said right now.
Here's the thing: the running game that has been implanted in that system is not designed to help Matthew Stafford just yet. It's a balance thing for their. It's to me. It's more on the offensive coordinator now.
Listen, I'm going to say my father is right about Ameer Abdullah not running 1,500 yards.
Great runner,
but he's going to make a difference.
Yes.
If anybody watched this kid on Nebraska, he was unfucking believable. I think he's going to have about 500 rushing yards, about there his rookie year, maybe 4 or 5 touchdowns. I don't think he's going to light the world on fire this year, but I think he's going to be a very, very good running back. Now, to go back to the question I was about to ask you, would you have Ray Rice on your team for $1 million? Like, if the Dolphins, 1 year, $1 million, would you take him?
Don't get me wrong. You know I've thought about that.
Yeah, I've thought about it, too, as a Jet.
Now, here's why I don't – would I, talent-wise, yes. I think a lot of teams are saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Would I
public heat, relations wise?
Would I? It's ultimately this is a business, and my team mm-hmm. where we're at now, we need all the fans we can get. We just got a new stadium. We got to win.
I think you're one piece away from a very, very good team, and I think it's
what's
the running
the
back. It's a running back.
I don't. You know what it is? It's too big of a risk because Ray Rice was not as stunning of a player last year.
No,
when he was in.
The year before,
whatever.
Yeah.
His last year
yeah.
was not as stunning as it has been. So do you take the chance? And it's a big publicity chance, and it's a big locker room thing.
Yeah.
It's a big issue.
Yes.
You do not want that on your team, particularly my team, a very young team that's starting to build, and I think that applies to the Jets as well.
I'll take him. I'll take him immediately.
I know you would, but you would take fucking Santonio Holmes until he went there. You wanted Des Bryant.
Of course, I want everyone
who's
going to make my team better.
You got Brandon Marshall.
I love Brandon Marshall.
I'll tell you what he's not going to do. Make your team better.
No, you don't have a quarterback. I mean,
that sounds like us and Chet Henne.
I did watch parts of the Falcons-Jets preseason game, and Bryce Petty looked better than he did the first game. Ryan Fitzpatrick looked like whatever. But my big deal is the running game stinks still.
I agree.
It still stinks. Zach Stacy's not going to add anything to this team. Steven Ridley's a crumb bum.
Correct.
I mean, if you're going to go down the road with Chris Ivory, you got to be prepared to run the ball like 35 times a game.
I thought if you're going to have Chris Ivory, then that's when you get, I don't know about Geno Smith, but a young quarterback. You get,
yeah.
And that again, here's where we go back to the Vikings and we do all this stuff. Teddy Bridgewater, you know what he needs more than anything? You know what would have helped him develop more last year?
Adrian Peterson.
Was Adrian Peterson.
I know.
The kid's not bad, and you will see that he's not bad.
That's a sleeper. I think that's also a very, very – it's a very, very heavy sleeper, but it's a sleeper.
Yeah, he's fucking out.
He can be good.
He can.
I
totally agree.
I think he's one of those guys that flew under the radar really, really, really heavily last year. I think we all got caught up in the Derek Carr, you know, the Derek Carr deal.
Yeah.
And Bortles, what Bortles was going to do. Mm-hmm. I think Bortles is going to make a big jump second year, too.
Agreed.
I like
Agreed.
Bortles.
I've seen him a little bit in the preseason, and who's the receiver over there that I kind of like?
Cecil Shorts. Yeah.
The third.
That's the what third
I'm
one.
Of. I feel like, I mean, they're not going to win a lot of games.
Five.
Maybe.
That's better.
Five. Maybe
be
five.
Better.
Games. But they're a team that I'm looking at for weird sleeper
receiver.
Who's
their running back? Is it Toby Gerhardt still?
I doubt it.
Okay.
All right. So we've got 7 minutes left.
Yes. Dwayne Wade.
Do it.
Dwayne Wade said, I think it was, what's today, Sunday? So he said either Thursday or Friday that he believes that the Heat can contend for the NBA championship this year. And on paper, I'd say they're the third best team in the East. On paper.
Who's under them? I'm sorry, who's above them?
Cavs
and?
Bulls. I still like the Bulls above them.
Do you think the Bulls with a new coach are better than the Heat?
I got to see Hoiberg. I got to see what he does. You know what it's going to take for me to tell? 25 games.
Sure.
25 games
That's fair.
You know, you can't tell in a week.
Yeah.
You can't
no,
tell.
Of course not. Of course
it's
not.
It's 25 games that would have to make me believe it. But
here's I'm going to just really quickly. You've got Chris Bosh.
I know.
Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
You've got Luol Deng.
Goran Dragic.
Hassan Whiteside. And Goran Dragic.
And Justice Winslow.
Those are your starting five. Then on the bench, you've got Justice Winslow. You've got Chris Anderson.
I mean, I know you love him. I don't get it.
No, you know why you don't like him? Because he continues to produce no matter what. Is he a bum?
No, I don't think he's a bum.
Do you think he's a bum?
No, I don't think he's a bum.
You think everybody's a bum?
I don't think he's a bum.
He's not a bum.
I don't think he's a bum.
So Chris Anderson on the bench.
Okay.
Mario Chalmers, I hate. However, serviceable.
I don't like Mario Chalmers.
I know you don't.
No.
2 years ago, you wanted Chalmers as a Knick.
I did.
Thought he would have been perfect.
I did.
And I would rather keep Norris Cole or Shabazz Napier than get rid of I'm sorry, I'd rather keep them and get rid of Mario Chalmers. However, serviceable basketball player, somebody that I want on my team, I just named eight guys.
McRoberts, you forgot?
Josh McRoberts, if he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Even deeper.
Amari Stoudemire.
Sure.
Whatever. So we just named 10 guys that are actually serviceable. That's a squad. That's depth.
On paper.
If everybody stays healthy, whatever, that's last season. That's how that goes. That's basketball. That's the way of sports. What do you want me to tell you?
Because all we have right now is paper.
Sure. Of course, the season's going to start for a couple months.
They're between a 45 and 52 win team, I would say.
That's going to be third knees. They're top. They're home court in the first round of the playoffs, for sure. Top four.
I gotta see Dwayne Wade stay healthy, man. That's really it.
So do I.
That's really the thing.
However, do I have faith in him? Absolutely.
But you also have the perfect formula to make Justice Winslow a great basketball player. Having
Bosch, we can give him minutes. You have Wade start off, give a little spark. Sit the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
And let Justice Winslow play some minutes while Bosch is the fucking guy. You've got Whiteside in there and Dragic. So you develop that three. Bosch, Dragic, Whiteside. You develop those three with Deng as a great role player, and then you give Winslow some experience. This is a good setup.
Yeah.
This, to me, is a great one-year bounce back from losing the best player in the league.
Yeah.
This, to me, is the fucking Don, baby. Yeah.
It's Riley. He knows what he's doing, and he understands what he's doing. Also, Cavaliers, did you see what Tristan Thompson said? He's not going to be there next year, it looks like.
Really?
Yeah, he wants the big money, and they're not prepared to give it to him.
Last I heard was LeBron saying that it was top priority to sign Tristan Nobody.
Well, guess what? They just fucking re-signed J.R. Smith today.
I did see that. That's fucking stupid.
I can't believe it.
That's fucking stupid.
I really thought he'd be playing in China next year.
I hate to sound like Joe. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, 2 years, $11 million, I think it was. And that's way too much.
What are they doing? What are you doing?
He sucks. I don't get it. Tristan Thompson, I'd love as a Knick. I'd love him as a Knick. He spaces the floor well. He's big. He's small. He can play very well underneath and has a good jump shot.
You know who I think is going to pull him in?
Mm.
Dallas.
I could see that too. Dallas.
Dallas missed out on Aldridge.
Yeah.
Missed out on Jordan.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things we don't talk about is Ty Lawson. That's giant.
Yeah.
I think that's big for Houston. That's James Harden's like other piece. He's got to stay mentally fit, though.
Yep.
You know, he's got the problems with the booze and it's
Harden?
No, Lawson.
Oh, Ty Lawson. Whatever. Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right, too. I think the Rockets, maybe the second best team in basketball.
I mean, they were the number two seed last year, and they totally took a giant shit in the playoffs. I couldn't believe they would lose like that.
Well, they didn't have Parsons either.
Doesn't matter. You still have Harden. You still got fucking...
Or is Parsons a Maverick? He's a Maverick, yeah.
No. Parsons was a Maverick, and now he's a Rocket. Or is it the other way around?
I think it's the other way around.
Whatever. Harden and fucking Superman are still there.
Yeah. And Dwight Howard can never stay healthy, though. So, all right, we're going to go to our bums of the week. Here's one you wouldn't get from me normally.
Ooh.
Terrell Suggs is my bum of the week.
What?
Yes. I don't know if anybody saw.
Ooh, Joe, tell me why.
I don't know if anybody saw the Ravens-Eagles preseason game. They didn't. The Eagles won quite swimmingly. Terrell Suggs purposely went after Sam Bradford's knee. Now, I am all for.
Purposely? Or you think purposely?
Because after the game, they interviewed Terrell Suggs, and Terrell Suggs said this. If you don't want me to hit him, don't put a quarterback out there with two knee surgeries. That's exactly the quote.
That's bum-worthy.
That's bum-worthy.
That's ugly.
I like Terrell Suggs. I think he's a nasty motherfucker. I like the way he plays hard.
Did I tell you about the Steelers-Ravens game I saw?
No.
I was sitting directly in front of, who's the, Jacoby Jones' mom?
Yeah.
I was sitting in front of Jacoby Jones' mom, and his brother was sitting there. Rooting, and he's going like, come on, 12!
Yeah.
Come on, 12! And he actually ran back a touchdown, and his mom was like, that's my baby boy. Anyway, every defensive play...
Voiceover actor now.
Yeah. Every defensive play, his brother, Jacoby Jones' brother, would go like, kiss him, Sizzle! Kiss him, Sizzle! And I think he meant T-Sizzle, Terrell Suggs.
Okay. So, who's your bum of the week?
My bum of the week is John Cena, because he just lost at SummerSlam.
Oh, man.
Fuck John
Cena. I'm going to change my Bummer of the Week to Ruben for watching SummerSlam.
Fuck yeah. I was watching it just before I got here. Wrestling fans,
that's why the
legend is gone.
You were watching John Cena.
For the Architect to take over Seth Rollins. Oh, yo, next week is our last late time slot. Good night.